듣기 10회. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고, 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 녹음된 내용을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Chris, are you looking at a place for our picnic this weekend?
Yeah, I'm looking at La Bella Gardens website. Check out these pictures.
Wow, they're wonderful. I'd like to go there. Where is it?
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Lisa, is everything ready for the Wednesday meeting with the French buyers?
Yes, except for the lunch reservation, Mr. Williams. I just need to check again the number of people coming to lunch.
It hasn't changed. There will be 5 people in all.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Riverwalk High School students. I'm your math teacher, Ms. Woods. As you know, the application period for the Math and Dream Scholarship is approaching. However, there have been some changes to how to apply this year. Today, I'd like to let you know about them. The first change is that you need to fill out and submit an online application. In addition, you have to submit your plan to study in a mathematics-related field along with your application. It should be no more than 400 words. Finally, all applicants for this scholarship need to provide 2 letters of recommendation instead of 1. For more information, please come and see me. Thank you.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Amy, what are you doing? It's midnight.
Dad, I'm practicing for the school play.
You've practiced a lot today. I'm worried you're staying up too late.
But I keep forgetting what to say. I'm having difficulty memorizing the script.
I know the play is important, but you need enough sleep.
Dad, I don't want to make a mistake in front of people.
I understand. But to memorize better, you need to sleep at least 7 hours. Getting enough sleep helps strengthen your memory.
Really? How can sleep strengthen my memory?
Your brain gets refreshed through sleep. So if you get enough sleep, you can memorize better.
Now I understand how getting enough sleep can strengthen my memory. I'll go to bed now.
Great. Good night.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Mr. Watson. Long time no see. How have you been?
I've been great, Ms. Brown. Wow, it has changed a lot here.
Yeah, we've recently renovated. What brings you here today?
I'd like to make my students' essays into a book.
I see. Do you have the essays with you?
Yes, I have the file. It's 100 pages in total, including the cover page.
How many copies of the book do you need?
I need 200. They're for my first year students.
Okay. When do you need them?
By Wednesday. I'd like to hand them out to my students before the semester ends.
Don't worry. Our new printing machines are really fast. You can pick them up on Tuesday.
That's great. Can I pay on that day?
Sure.
Mom,
I'm home.
Hi, Jason. How was your field trip to Busan?
Everything was good.
Mom, can I eat something? I'm hungry.
Sure. I'll make you a sandwich. Let's go to the kitchen.
Something looks different here. Did you put a clock on the wall?
Yes, I did. I also moved the microwave oven next to the refrigerator.
It'll be convenient when heating cold food from the refrigerator.
Sure. Do you see the two cups between the coffee maker and the sink?
Yes, they're the souvenirs from our trip to Taiwan.
Right. I knew you'd remember them.
Mom, can I eat the bananas in the basket?
Sure. Why don't you sit at the table and eat them?
Okay. Oh, I like this striped pattern tablecloth.
I'm glad you like it.
Mr.
James, what's the matter?
I've received so many complaints from residents recently, Ms. Cameron.
What are they complaining about?
They say that there are too many advertising flyers illegally posted in our apartment buildings.
That's true. It's a big problem. People must get permission from the management office to post flyers.
Right. They should also put them on the designated bulletin boards.
We need to do something. What do you think about putting up a warning notice?
Actually, I made a warning notice this morning. Can you take a look at it?
Oh, good. It looks great.
Then I'll make copies.
Okay. Then I'll remove the illegal flyers in the buildings.
Sounds good.
Hello, Ms. Johnson. How are you today?
I feel good, Dr. Kim. How are the results of my regular checkup?
Let me take a look at your chart. It seems that everything's fine, but your hearing's gotten worse.
Really? Is that serious?
No, but it's strange because it usually happens to older people.
But I'm just 28 years old.
I know. It may be related to your environment. Do you work at a noisy place?
No, I work in a library.
I see. Well, do you listen to loud music?
Yes, I do. I often listen to it with my headphones.
That's the reason. You'd better stop doing that to avoid further damage.
Okay, I will. Thanks, Dr. Kim.
9번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Newstream Kayak Club. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to rent a kayak.
Okay, do you want a single or double one?
One single kayak. How much is it?
It's only $20 an hour.
That's great. I'll rent a single kayak for 3 hours.
All right. Do you need a performance paddle?
A performance paddle? How's it different from the regular paddle?
It makes paddling easier and faster. It's $10 an hour.
Sounds good. I'll rent one for 3 hours.
Okay. One single kayak and one performance paddle for 3 hours, right?
Yes. Also, can I use this coupon? I downloaded it from your website.
Sure. You get a 10% discount off the total.
Good. I'll pay by credit card.
Okay.
10번 대화를 듣고 I care, we cure 행사에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Matt. What's up?
Hi, Jennifer. I just came back from the I care, we cure event.
What's the event for?
It's for raising public awareness of cancer and its prevention, detection, and treatment.
That sounds like a meaningful event. What kind of programs do they have?
They have photo exhibitions, music concerts, and dance performances. Also, you can buy caps and t-shirts.
Oh, cool. I'd love to go. Where does it take place?
It's being held in the Student Union Building.
Is there an admission fee?
No, it's free. It'll be great if you buy something, though. The profits will be used for cancer research.
Okay, I'll go with my friends later.
Good. I hope you like it.
11번 오렌지 트리 데이 케어 센터에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. I am Samuel Kaplan from the Orange Tree Daycare Center. Are you a working mom or dad who's having a hard time finding childcare solutions? The Orange Tree Daycare Center could be your best option. Our center is located next to Green Oak Park, where children can explore nature. We provide various age-appropriate activities such as drawing, singing, dancing, and playing with building blocks. We also have a fenced-in playground where kids can play every day. We offer fresh fruit with lunch. And for working parents, we start 1 hour earlier than other daycare centers. We accept children from age 2 to 5. Our centers open Monday through Friday. For more information, please call us at 217-123-4567. Thank you.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 프로그램을 고르시오.
Carrie, do you have any plans for next weekend?
No. Do you have anything in mind, David?
Why don't we go to the Sunnytown Jazz Festival? I have the pamphlet with me.
Sounds great. Let me see. Which type of jazz do you want to see?
Well, I'm not interested in Latin jazz.
Neither am I. And just to let you know, I'm not free on Sunday. I have to visit my grandmother.
That's okay. We can go the other day. What time is good for you?
I think 8 o'clock is too late, My parents will worry if I come home late.
No problem. Now we have two options. Which one do you prefer?
I prefer the cheaper one.
Okay, it's settled then. I'll buy the tickets.
Hi,
Michael.
Hi, Judy. Thanks for coming.
This is your first time to perform at the school festival. Are you ready?
I think so, but I'm still nervous to be playing the piano in front of such a big audience.
Don't worry. You'll be great as usual.
Thanks. I wish my mom and dad were here tonight.
What do you mean? Aren't they coming?
No. They're in London now visiting my uncle because he's in the hospital. He really needs their support.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
My parents really wanted to see me play tonight.
Yeah, they've never missed your performances before, right?
Never. I wonder if there's any way to show my performance to my parents. Miss Parker, you came for Professor Lee's lecture too.
Yes, Mr. Smith. Wasn't the lecture interesting?
It was. I learned so much today. It'll help me teach my students better.
I was surprised when he said praise isn't always helpful.
Me too. It goes against common sense.
I agree. What was the most interesting part?
It was his claim that when students are praised only for the outcome, they don't care how they achieve it.
Right. They might do anything for good results.
Do you remember the students in the video clip?
You mean the students who tried to cheat on the test?
Yes. I was shocked they did that just to get good results.
Me too. That's because praise wasn't used in the right way. Lucy and Ben are mother and son. It's Saturday afternoon, and they're getting ready to drive to the airport to go to San Francisco. Lucy knows that they should leave earlier than usual since there's always a lot of traffic on Saturdays. But when they're about to leave, Ben realizes that his suitcase is too heavy. So he's now taking time to repack. Lucy is worried that they might miss their flight. Last year, on a Saturday afternoon, she missed her flight because she arrived at the airport 30 minutes late due to a traffic jam. She thinks it could happen again if they don't hurry. So she wants to tell Ben that they have to go to the airport right away. In this situation, what would Lucy most likely say to Ben?
Welcome to Turinga Zoo. I'm Derek Lewis, your tour guide for today. As you know, many mothers devote themselves to raising children. It's the same in the animal kingdom. However, some animal fathers also commit themselves to parenting. They put enormous effort into helping their young to survive. One example is the emperor penguin. After the mother penguin lays her egg and leaves to hunt, the father keeps the egg warm, eating nothing. Another dedicated father is the seahorse. The mother seahorse places her eggs in a pouch on the father's belly, and then the father carries the eggs until they emerge as little seahorses. The giant water bug is also a wonderful example. The father giant water bug carries eggs on his back until hatching time. Finally, after the mother sea catfish lays her eggs, the father picks them up in his mouth. The father sea catfish then keeps the eggs there until they hatch. He doesn't eat during this entire period. Now, let's go meet these amazing animal fathers in person.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Welcome to Turinga Zoo. I'm Derek Lewis, your tour guide for today. As you know, many mothers devote themselves to raising children. It's the same in the animal kingdom. However, some animal fathers also commit themselves to parenting. They put enormous effort into helping their young to survive. One example is the emperor penguin. After the mother penguin lays her egg and leaves to hunt, the father keeps the egg warm, eating nothing. Another dedicated father is the seahorse. The mother seahorse places her eggs in a pouch on the father's belly, and then the father carries the eggs until they emerge as little seahorses. The giant water bug is also a wonderful example. The father giant water bug carries eggs on his back until hatching time. Finally, after the mother sea catfish lays her eggs, the father picks them up in his mouth. The father sea catfish then keeps the eggs there until they hatch. He doesn't eat during this entire period. Now, let's go meet these amazing animal fathers in person.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (목소리) 17번 언급된 동물이 아닌 것은?